We have Karen joining us here from the Nebraska Republican Party. Karen joining us with a paid political interview as well to discuss the 2020 presidential election. Karen, how are you?
Well, just doing great. It's going to be a good day.
It is. A little bit warmer than what we've had the past 2 days.
Yes, it's getting better. I didn't like it because it was just all of a sudden.
Yeah, it wasn't gradual.
It didn't sneak up on us, so you can get used to it. It was just boom and cold. So.
Mother Nature forgot to consult you and I.
That's right, Dave. That's right. They have to do that.
Now, Karen, before we discuss local politics and the upcoming presidential election, tell us, what's the Nebraska Republican Party for folks that are unaware?
Well, actually, it's the Lincoln County. It's the Lincoln County Republican Party.
Okay.
And we are going to be having a Trump gathering to distribute signs, and it's going to be this Sunday at Memorial Park from 2 to 4. And we're excited about it because we are going to have a Trump pop-up store. So if you haven't got your hats and your shirts and all that, flags and all that type of thing, we are going to have a shop there for people to stop by and, you know, pick up all your Trump gear. And then also we're going to be having a sign up for door prizes. We've got all sorts of things, but I was going to mention that Tallman's is going to donate a Trump 2020 watch.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, I wear the Trump rhinestone pin, and we will have one of those in the drawing, and then they will also be for sale over there, too. And it's just kind of a neat thing. I know every time, you know, I wear mine to work every day, and I'd say probably 95% of the people that come in, they always make note of my pin. They don't always say anything, but they always give me the thumbs up, you know.
Okay.
And it just makes you feel good that, you know, somebody appreciates it like you do. But we will have signs. We're just asking for a small donation for them because they do cost us money. But your donation is probably still much, much cheaper than buying them online. And you can get them today. And we're also going to be having the big 4x8 signs there, too, if anybody's interested in those great big huge ones.
Yeah.
And I was just really surprised at the amount of people that want that big of a sign. It was just kind of funny because we had our shipment in, and word got out that another gal had them in her garage, and she started selling them out of her garage. And so we had to hurry up and get reordered for our event in the park. So
Sure. People
have a great interest in wanting a sign. But, you know, this year's election is so important because it's a choice between whether America remains America. So we all have got to get out and vote and, you know, go stand in line, do the social distance, wear a mask, but go vote. You know, it's just very important that we do this. I think, you know, if we can all go into Walmart and all the places like that where there's lots of people, we can go stand in line and vote. And this way we know our vote is going to be counted.
Now, Karen, in talking about the unique presidential election here in 2020, you've been involved in following the political scene for a number of years. Do you recall a presidential election that's had the importance and the magnitude that we have here in 2020?
No. And I guess you could say I might be older than dirt. I've been around a while.
I wouldn't say that.
But I thought last year, or, you know, the last election with Donald Trump was a very hairy situation.
Yeah, 2016 was pretty unique.
It was. But I never thought that it would get to this point where it's scary because the path of our country is on the line. You know, which way we are going to go. And I think a lot of times maybe younger people don't really realize what socialism is. You know, when they take maybe 60 to 70% of your paycheck and that leaves you with maybe 30% to live on, okay, that doesn't mean that you're going to have a nice car, nice clothes. You're just going to be lucky to have food on the table and electricity paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so young people need to really think about that and, you know, have some work ethics. Go get a job, earn your living, make your way in this world, and don't depend on the rest of us to support you. You know, I grew up working hard. I was born and raised on a farm, so I know.
You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, we had no choice, you know, because it meant whether we were going to have grocery money for the rest of the year,
yeah,
or whatever. But, you know, you just have, you know, parents need to teach their kids about good work ethics, make them responsible for their actions, and be a good citizen of the United States of America, because we are so fortunate to live here.
Again, we have Karen joining us here of the Lincoln County Republican Party. And Karen, I think we need to talk to the uneducated voters as well. If you are not yet registered to vote for some reason and you're past the age of 18, I'd encourage you to go down to the courthouse and register. And if you're an uneducated voter, I think it's extremely important to educate yourself not only about the national races going on, but the local races as well. And I'm sure that your agency and your partnership would agree with that.
Oh, yes. You know, we have extended an invitation to all the local candidates that are running for an office. If they would like to come, you know, we invite them to come and, you know, and speak with people. You know, some may come, some may not, you know, I don't know. But we have, you know, extended invitation, so it would be a good opportunity, you know, like maybe you would like to ask Brandon a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be there too. And you know, it's just a good way to educate yourself. You know, it's so important. I remember as a young person, I didn't always pay attention. You know, you just kind of went along with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that even with my son, as he's gotten older, he pays attention to what's going on, because he used to say, "Mom, who do you think I should vote for?" You know, and he would just rely on me to tell him everything. Well, things have changed, and I think as you get older, you just become aware of your surroundings, and you just thank God every day we're living in America.
Absolutely, yeah. We're living in the greatest nation on God's green earth, so
mm-hmm.
We are extremely blessed. And the Lincoln County Republican Party, how do you guys handle some of our local races that are nonpartisan elections, such as our city offices?
Well, you know, we don't draw a line, because you could be a Democrat also running for an office, and we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our community, and we're wanting to work with our community and make it the best we can.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, because we're putting our lives in your hands, and we just want the people to be able to make good choices, and it's a good way to educate yourself about how they feel about various issues. And so we don't care. We just want everybody to come.
Absolutely. Everybody's invited to the park this coming Sunday, like you mentioned, no matter where you sit. 2 to 4. Okay.
Two to
and
four.
Memorial Park, right?
Memorial Park.
Okay.
And you just can't help but see us, but we're going to try to set up in front of the train, because
okay,
it's easy, you know, to get to, and visibility and things like that. So if you want a Trump sign, you better come early and get one, because we just... Yeah, people just are really wanting them this year.
Yeah, they're a hot commodity, and like you mentioned, too, there's going to be a lot more than just the signs there also.
Oh, yeah, but like I say, we're just asking for whatever donation you can give us to help cover the cost. You know, it used to be they didn't cost anything, but, you know, things in life change, and it costs money. But if you go online to buy one, it takes forever to get,
yeah,
and they're... You know, you have to pay postage and everything. It's just not
and
cheap.
Have a delay to get it here.
Have a delay to get it.
But you can have this in your yard. This is going on from 2 to 4. You could stop by 2 o'clock. By 2:30, you could have this sign in your yard.
Yes. And, you know, we'll have the flags there. I know I fly the pink Women for Trump flag. You know,
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Yeah, I have one. My son got it for me for my birthday, and I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, about the flag, where'd you get it, and all this type of stuff. So, you know, just come to the park and get your gear, and we've got to support our president and the Republican Party.
Now, Karen, if there's individuals out there listening that would like to join the Lincoln County Republicans, how can they do so?
Well, we have we'll be having quarterly meetings. It's a bunch of the ladies who are getting this all set up. And even though there may not be any particular issue going on, we just want to start meeting quarterly so we can all visit, have dinner, and just talk about everything. And I will have an ad in the newspaper inviting everybody to come when we have our next gathering, and just come join in the fun of visiting with your fellow man.
Karen, as always, we appreciate the time. It's good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you Sunday.
Oh, yeah. See you Sunday, 2 to 4, Memorial Park.
Thanks, Karen. Have a great day.
Thank you.